Good day. Yeah, so today we continuation of the episode titled 10 Keys to Manifesting What You Want. And today's episode will be covering two key things, and they are be energetic and be positive. So what does it mean to be energetic when you're trying to manifest whatever you want? To be energetic is to look for something that inspires you, you know, something that can, you know, inspire your life. You know, it's like you're looking for, you're following, not actually looking, you're following your heart. So your heart is like your nature, your being, what you enjoy, what you do effortlessly without putting too much crafting into it, but eventually it comes out as though you've crafted it nicely, but to you it was just like one of those walks in the park, you know, something that would make your effort looks effortless, something that does not demand that much from you. You know, that thing gives you energy. You know, that thing makes you energetic. So we have to look for what can make us to be energetic. We have to look for that high impulse that is there without, you know, forcing it. You know, like they're saying, the higher the impulse, the more energetic the response. You know, and some people can be passionate about something and others might just look at it and, you know, because of the fact that they are seen or they are classified as stuff that people want, they just make that and portray it to be some ambition that they want to attain, and without knowing or really checking within themselves if that will make them feel energetic, if that will give them life as to drain them or make them feel like they have to put an effort into getting it done. You know, for some, they could get that energeticness from getting a, you know, a nice house, a flashy car, and to others it might not just be that, it might be something completely different. It might just be a simple hobby of maybe playing basketball, for instance, and to them basketball, they can go on and play basketball and not see it as something that is demanding, you know, that is something that your heart is into, something that can give you that energy, because to you, you're just seeing it as something you're enjoying. Whatever you enjoy gives you that energy, you know, as you enjoy it, it makes you illuminate more, It makes your soul illuminate. So we'd have to check it ourselves and find out what makes us feel energetic, because we have to be energetic in whatever, towards whatever we want to manifest. We have to have that energy to push us through whatever we are trying to manifest. So it can be contagious, you know, to have these to feel this energy. You know, people can feel the impact of this energy that you have or that you're feeling because of what you're doing. It could attract others. It comes naturally, and they want to do the same, and people might want to copy you and want to, you know, go and start the same thing, because to them, looking at you just makes it easy. You know, it makes it effortless, you know, because and you're seen as you're enjoying it and you're doing it without any effort or difficulties at all. So such things will let you know that you're following your heart. So whatever you do that you can do with ease and pleasure that gives you energy, that energy gives you one of the ingredients to manifesting that which you seek or what you want. So that is for the aspect of being energetic. And the second one is be positive. And now, being positive is like, yes, you want to have that. Yes, you're going to get it. Yes, I'm going to get it. In fact, you even seeing it now in the present moment. Like, yes, I have it right now. But before then, were you having any tiny iota of doubt within you? Before you start feeling positive, did you have any fear of any kind? Now, these feelings you had before, your positive feelings, are layers of how you actually feel about whatever you're now currently feeling positive about. So the best thing with being positive in any situation that you find yourself, first of all, is to acknowledge what your true feelings are. You know, there's no way you can feel positive when deep inside of you, you're scared. There's no way you can feel positive when deep inside of you, you've got doubts. There's no way you can feel positive when deep inside of you, you're trying to be too logical on how, you know, you can maintain that positiveness. You know, you have to acknowledge whatever feeling that is underneath the vibes of your positivity. If it was fear, yes, own up to it. If it was doubt, own up to it. If it was whatever negative it was, own up to it, because the universe does not know any different. So the longer you hold back and having all of that baggage of doubts that you've had without acknowledging them and then coating it up with your positivity, the longer it will take for you to actually be actually positive. So it's always nice when we acknowledge how we feel as we go, and later get to that place where we now feel that genuine positivity and be positive and remain positive. So if we feel at any point in time doubt, anger, acknowledge it. Be there. Acknowledge it. You know, the sooner you acknowledge it, the sooner it goes. You know, if it's down, you feel down or whatever, acknowledge it. It's part of being human. It's part of our nature. You acknowledge it and then you pick yourself up. It goes like you're planting a seed. So when you plant the seed in the soil, the seed is acknowledged as just the seed in the soil, not the plant or the product it turns out to be immediately. And then what happens to the seed? It dies. You know, the seed is acknowledged or has acknowledged that it's been buried. That was once there and now it's been buried. And now it slowly, slowly flourishes and sprang up like a new plant or a new fruit or whatever. It turns out to be a big tree or whatever. But it did acknowledge in a certain way that it dies. It dies to that seed form and turns into a plant. So also that which we're desiring, if it's bringing us some sort of fear or doubt, we must learn to bury that fear and doubt, just like the seed, by acknowledging that you're feeling that way. So you don't have any under layers under your positivity, you know, because that could have layers upon layers. That means the other reasons that have led up to you feeling that way. So, but if you acknowledge them as they go on, when you start feeling that true positivity, it will be an echo to the universe that you're really, really and truly ready. And you're so sure, and just your sureness and how ready you are is the positivity that you're trying to get. You become positive yourself. You become a source of positivity. You feel within yourself the positiveness that you're echoing or you're emanating out. You feel that positivity as a constant within you. There's no more fear, there's no more worries, there's no more doubts. There've been times in one's life when you've gone through those, when I've gone through those phases, and I felt like, oh, how is this gonna happen? Or this happened to me? Why? Or a little bit of, you know, how is this gonna turn out? A question could just be that on the layout within the positivity. Well, I had to take care of that quickly. I had to let myself acknowledge it and see that, yeah, logically speaking, it doesn't make sense. I know. Then I reaffirm, like, that is where the universe comes in. And I accept with understanding that, yes, this is more than me, and this is coming. And look out for the things, you know, that I have not been able to control, that have eventually turned out to be positive or for my best in life. And that just encourages me, and I get that positivity without any doubt. You can feel that excitement. It squeezes time. You know, time goes out of the equation. And sooner or before you know it, it is right there in front of me and I'm experiencing it. You too can experience these things if you can understand the keys. So today we've talked about being energetic, and I've also talked about being positive. So being energetic, you go with your heart. You don't force yourself to do whatever you need to do. You just do what you enjoy and what gives you that greatest excitement and what you know you would love to do without following all the definitions of norms or what is, you know, politically correct. And you be positive in the sense that you've gone through all your fears and worries and doubt, all the other layers that brought you into what you're manifesting. Acknowledge your shortcomings or your weaknesses and eventually got to that spot or that point of being really positive. So on that note, I'm going to leave you for now. Have a great evening. It's me, Lou, from the Infinite Touches. And you look out for the next episodes where we'll be talking on two more about these keys. And have a nice evening, wherever you are in the part of the world. Peace, love, and light.
Break. A few clouds came my way, and suddenly came the break of day, and it was you, only you. Then I gave my love to you. And I gave my love to you. And my rivers, my sweet rivers, flow for you. Don't tear my heart into two. As I give my love to you, as I open wide for you.
Yeah, as I gave my love to you. Yeah, as I gave my love.